Your morning team on WSGW. 1982. The Weather Girls.
Yeah.
This was huge. Was. And so were the Weather Girls. And no disrespect, because the mystery is finally solved as I looked into this song. We're using for a one-hit wonder, of course. On Mondays, we have a little fun with that. A song attached to a group or an artist that's really the only song they're known for. They've had other songs, especially on the dance charts, but this is the one we think of when we think of the Weather Girls, Rich Raining Men. Because originally, now there were two ladies, and they were known of as Two Tons of Fun. They were large, and they used their size to their advantage. Eventually, they changed the name to just Two Tons. And this is what confused me, because I thought that when the song first came out. I was like, but am I confusing them? Is there another? They changed their name to the Weather Girls, because in the beginning of the song, they start by saying, it's your Weather Girls here.
Yeah.
Oh.
To do the forecast of It's Raining Men, as so many people thought that when she said, the Weather Girls here, is that, oh, they're the Weather Girls. So they changed their name to the Weather Girls to avoid any of the confusion. Oh, that's what happened. So, you know, I discovered that Grammy-nominated song. Didn't win, but it was a Grammy-nominated song. It was.
It was a lot of fun, though.
It was nominated for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals.
I see.
I did not know this. The song was intended for Donna Summer.
Okay, I could hear that.
You could hear that, yeah?
Yeah.
She turned it down. It says here because Summer had become a born-again Christian and thought that the message of It's Raining Men was a little blasphemous.
Oh.
Interesting. Mm. So then the song was offered to three other artists who all turned it down. Diana Ross, I suppose. Cher.
Yeah, I could see that.
Cher doing it.
I could see that.
This one I don't see. Barbara Streisand.
I was about to ask you. Yes. Babs one of them?
Barbara Streisand. I don't see that either.
I didn't see that.
But it worked for the Weather Girls. We put a link up on our morning team page to the official video.
Too bad it was a one-hit wonder
because it was a lot of fun. If they would have done more similar to it, it would have been a lot of fun.
Well, and they did some other stuff that maybe charted a little bit the dance, but never overall the R&B attention and the pop attention, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the video, in fact. And if you look at the video now, you understand why it's described this way. Due to limited support from Columbia Records, it was a low-budget video filmed in an abandoned building in the dead of winter. No heat. Everybody was wearing winter coats. And one of the Weather Girls says, the part in the video where we fall out of the sky, we actually had to land on mattresses that we found out the next day were infested with bed bugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's definitely low budget.
Oh. And in the middle of winter like that, it could have been It's Sleeting Men instead of raining.
Well, it worked for the Weather Girls. And that, by the way, our final one-hit wonder song for 2022, because next Monday we'll be into Christmas music, as we always do after Thanksgiving weekend.